Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's all about love. God sharing His love with us. Us sharing our love with God. And you know, life is greater than right and wrong. I love when God makes things plain and simple. Love life and reject the poisonous way of sin. Sin will harden your heart against life, against others, against God. If you harden your heart against man, you also simultaneously harden your heart against God. If you harden your heart against God, you harden your heart against life. And sometimes people they reject life not knowing what it is and what it can do. When people fall in love and get married, a boy, he meets a girl and he loves that girl. That's all he can think about is her. All she can think about is him. And they get married. That's life. That's the way of God. That's how it's supposed to be. And they're supposed to continue to love each other. And then they have a child. And that child means more than anything else to them. And a healthy family appreciate things like this. They're a healthy family. When their children get married, start having children and starting a life for themselves, it's a beautiful thing. And when they do what they're supposed to do, then the parents did their job. Their parents are free to enjoy life too. They don't have to hover over their children and make them do what they ought to be doing because they love life. And the children go forward, and they're supposed to leave their parents' home and start a home of their own. And I've seen so many scenarios. Some people do it backwards. They get married and try to live in their parents' house. Unless there's a medical issue, people do it for different reasons. But if you don't branch out and start your own family, you're going to have, people trying to tell you how to do what you're supposed to be doing, things you should already know. But a healthy family moves. I've seen healthy families. And the children grow, they don't have to keep bailing them out. The children do what they're supposed to do. And the parents are able to enjoy their children. And they see their grandchildren. Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. And they come over. They visit and they have fellowship. And they don't interfere. Healthy families don't interfere with their children. They give advice when they're asked. Things are in harmony. It's outstanding. And every marriage and every family have their own challenges. But those who are healthy, they conquer their challenges and God helps them do it. And they regard the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But the enemy comes along with an otherwise plan. A lying alternative. Sin is a lying alternative. And it's designed to ruin everything God is building in you. The life that God has given you. Not only do healthy families produce healthy people that do healthy things, which is life, the enemy don't want that. It's so beautiful, it's a beautiful picture, and he wants to throw mud on that picture. So, much rest of the time I'm talking, I have to talk about Satan so people can understand how to avoid his traps. And we have to follow God. If we do it God's way, we're going to be fine. And we're not going to fail. You don't have to fail. You don't have to go backwards. You don't have to do what others do that involve themselves in the world. The whole world system is a trap, and there are many different types. And it's all against life, because it's against man and because it's against God. The redemption of Jesus is totally for man, but you have to choose it. Jesus is never brainwashing anybody. He don't deceive. He don't do that. He speaks his word, and those that want life always come forward. And the Lord reacts to them. And people in the world, people think that God's going to, God reacts to their faith. But they want God to just control their life, and it don't work that way. He's not intrusive like Satan is. Satan will come to you and do things for his advantage. And it's Satan who make people think that God is controlling their life. He's not controlling your life, and he's not controlling your destiny. You are. You have to believe his word and act on it in order to live and enjoy the life that God has given you. If you don't do that, it's not going to happen. If you're sick, then you've heard the word about healing. Act on the word and you'll be healed. Legally, Jesus healed us. By his stripes, we're healed. We can stand on that scripture and get healed. Other scriptures talk about it too. Jesus healed people. You can look at what Jesus healed people and know it's God's will and stand on those scriptures and be healed. And then James said, if any of you are sick, and you may have just gotten saved, you can call for the elders and they'll pray for you. And the Lord will hear the prayer of faith and you'll still get healed. But the word of God is yours. Anything you want from the word, any promise, you can claim it. You can receive it because God loves you. Anything you desire to do in this life, you can include the Lord, and he'll if you yield your life to him, if you seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, now your life is not tainted with sin. You can ask what you will and it'll be done. Easy. It's all about God's love and not letting Satan interfere in your affairs, in your endeavors. You've got a healthy home, keep it healthy. Keep doing the wisdom of God. Keep claiming the wonderful promises of God. Keep God first and foremost. Keep seeking the kingdom of God. There's so many treasures that we haven't received yet. Not because God is hiding them, but because there's so many of them. There's more than you can ever think or imagine. So as long as you live on this earth, on this side of heaven, there are things that you can learn and enjoy. And the Lord wants to give it to you. It's all about love. He loves you, and he did something. He's acting on his love towards you. You got to act on your love towards him. If you love God, then love man. If you love God and man, then love life. Don't Don't act in deception and rebel against life. Deception is the first stage of rebellion. When you detect something's wrong, and everything's detectable, the wrong thing is detectable just like the right thing is detectable. Because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. Talking about his sheep, people that have believed on him. Now watch this. When I was a sinner without God, I wasn't saved yet. When people taught doctrines that were not right, I looked at it and I judged that there's something wrong with it. People that I care about, friends, they became Jehovah's Witnesses. And I love people. And some people happen to be Jehovah's Witnesses. But I had a problem when they said that Jesus was not the Son of God. And that doctrine seems to change over time. I don't know what all they believe now, but when they would come to the front door, if I talked to them, when I talked about Jesus being the Son of God, his blood washing our sins away, there was conversation over, that was done. You know, they were nice people too. But that's not right. Then people I love wanted to be a Muslim. And they talked about their things and their literature, and I said, something's wrong with that. My mother taught me that Jesus came and died for everybody, so everybody could live if that's what they want. And my cousin explained it where I could get it. I guess I was more interested when I looked up to my cousin. He was about 3 years older than me. And he's the age my brother would have been if he had lived. And I always admired my cousin. And he taught me about Jesus at my auntie's house. And he said the reason, I wanted to know how to be saved in case I fell on that motorcycle. I wanted to go to heaven. I didn't want to go to hell. I heard about hell. I didn't want to go down there. Now, as a child, hell and heaven is far away. That's a lifetime away from you. You don't think about dying. You think about long life. A day seems like a week. A week seems like a month, especially around Christmas time. The way children look at time is far different than an adult. They don't have to go to work. They have to go to school. And those 8 hours in school seem like 2 days to a child. And I didn't know all the ins and outs about heaven and hell. I didn't know what I was. There's a lot of things I just didn't know. I didn't know about the spiritual warfare. I heard about the devil, but, you know, in my world, he's the guy that might come around sometime. I didn't know what he could do. I didn't know. I just heard about it. But I did have a love for God, and I wanted what was right. But with the outstanding thing about Jesus is he died. He left heaven, became a man, and he was God. He became a man legally. And died in my place so I could live forever with God. That kind of love stood out to me. It didn't matter what other people said and thought and their opinions. That kind of love stands out to me now. So people who would say, well, you know, cold religion, as far as I'm concerned, it's no better than a dead religion. Cold religion neutralizes the word of God. It takes the life out of it. And it's full of concepts that's just not true. And I hate it just as much as I hate Satan. I hate his ways. If he would have stayed an angel, I would love him. But he rebelled against God. He hates life. He's trying to destroy everybody's life. And I hate his ways. And I hate cold religion because he started it. It's religion without salvation. It's religion without healing. It's religion that will have you to believe that God is far away. When I tell people that God is with you and he'll guide you into all truth, it's like some people don't want to hear that because there's responsibility attached to it. They want everything to be on God. It's not. Well, if they get sick and they got cancer, then they mad at God. God didn't give them the cancer. And if they bother to read the word of God, they know that. God gave them life. Satan tried to come and give them cancer. And then blame it on God. Instead of driving the cancer away and Satan with it. If they mad at God for giving them cancer, now they believe it's God's fault. And he never gave anybody cancer. Ever. That's a disease. It comes out of sin. Not that you sin and cause the cancer to be. It was an attack. Just like a dead thought. Good God, bad devil. The word of God teaches that. See, wrong believing leads to wrong thinking. Wrong thinking leads to death. Cold religion, it has no solution in it. And people buy into it. I've watched people they'll put money they don't even have in church if a preacher tell them what they want to hear. Cold religion takes no courage. It puts all the responsibility on God. And you just have to, you're blessed because he wants you blessed. That's not the way it works. God responds to your faith. He gave you his word. Every promise you could ever desire and need is in the word of God. Whatever your problem is, God's word can heal it. If you can measure the word big enough, you can have whatever it is. If you're missing an arm, you can believe for healing and receive an arm. Well, preacher, that's far-fetched. Everything is possible with God. And if he gave you a new arm or a new heart or a new liver, you won't be the first one to have one from God. At the resurrection, you're going to get a new body. Even if this one gets burned up, drowned, or cut in half, you're gonna have a brand new body. Well, preacher, how God gonna do that? I don't know how God does. And I learned not to concern myself with how he does. My job is to preach that he does. I don't care how he does. I'd like to know, but I can't concern myself with that right now. I just enjoy the process of life. and I want to see him do things. But I know he can do it, so I preach he can do it. And I got faith that he does it. Because it's all about love. Nothing, who can stop God from loving you? And me. I love you. God loves you. So he sent Jesus. He's our Lord. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, give you wisdom, understanding, true concepts and not false ones. And he will always be with you and acting on his wonderful love towards you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.